The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
I thank each one of you personally for the things that you've shared this evening. The Spirit has definitely been here this evening, and I feel like that needs to be acknowledged. The Spirit is definitely here. Grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this. One of my most favorite things about these meetings is the Spirit of Truth. It's a common thread that runs through each one of these meetings. As we come to these meetings and as we open our souls, we share the truths of our lives. That's one of the purposes or one of the callings of the Holy Spirit, is to testify of truth. That's why these meetings are so powerful, is because we're testifying of the truths of our lives and coming unto Christ, coming unto God, to be healed by Him. You know, step three for me, step three was in many ways easy, and step three in many ways it was really, really hard. I can remember one night kneeling down. It was after my wife, she had taken our children and gone down to California to be with her sister. And I was all alone, and I knew that I had done what I needed to do. I had come forth, I had confessed my sins, I had confessed my addiction, I had confessed the things that I had done. And I had to put my faith and my trust in our Heavenly Father because of the destruction that took place. I mean, it was just like a bomb went off in my life, in my family's life, in my wife's life, and everything was just completely displaced. And I had to rely wholly upon our Savior. There was a scripture that my wife actually shared with me while she was down in California, found in Jacob. It's chapter 4, verse 13, and it says, and I share this scripture for the purpose of speaking to the individual who is questioning, who is really wondering how to trust God. You know, can I trust God? You know, what's this whole thing about trusting our Heavenly Father, trusting our Savior? And it falls in line with the Spirit of these meetings. And it says, "Behold, my brethren, he that prophesieth, let him prophesy to the understanding of men. For the Spirit speaketh the truth and lieth not. Wherefore it speaketh of things as they really are, and of things as they really will be. Wherefore, these things are manifested unto us plainly, for the salvation of our souls. Now, I share that scripture to the soul who is questioning and wondering. Hush yourself. Listen to the Spirit. Follow its promptings. The Spirit cannot lie. And the Spirit, as you hush yourself and as you come unto Christ, it will tell you that's the direction to go. Part of its calling, part of the Holy Spirit's calling, is to bring us unto Christ and teach us what we need to do to surrender our will to His will. You know, so the Spirit, follow the Spirit and listen to the Spirit. Now, along the lines of who is it that we're putting our faith and our trust in? The Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Alma chapter 7, verses 11, 12, and 13, this speaks to the reasons why we can and we are able. Because we have a fully suffering Savior, we have someone who knows and understands. It says, speaking of our Savior, "And he shall go forth suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind. And this, that the word might be fulfilled, which saith, he taketh upon him the pains and the sicknesses of his people. And he will take upon him death, that he may loose the bands of death, which bind his people. And he will take upon him their infirmities, that his bowels may be filled with mercy, according to the flesh, that he may know, according to the flesh, how to succor his people, according to their infirmities. Now, the Spirit knoweth all things. Nevertheless, the Son of God suffereth according to the flesh, that he might take upon him the sins of his people, that he might blot out their transgressions according to the power of his deliverance, according to the power of his deliverance. And now behold, this is the testimony which is in me." The Savior knows. The Savior knows you. He knows me. He knows all of us. He knows the ins and the outs of our lives. He knows what we've been through. And the amazing thing that somehow his atonement, he was able to experience everything that we're going through, everything that we're suffering, everything that we have suffered. He has already solved the puzzle of our lives. And he's the one that we need to turn to, that we need to exercise our faith in, so he can untie all of the knots and show us how to put the puzzle pieces in the correct order. You know, there's another scripture that I want to share, found in Helaman. And this is kind of a promise as we let go and as we surrender to God. This is what happens. Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. "Nevertheless, they did fast and pray oft, and did wax stronger and stronger in their humility, and firmer in the faith of Christ, unto the filling their souls with joy and consolation, yea, even to the purifying and the sanctification of their hearts, which sanctification cometh because of their yielding their hearts unto God." That's one of my most favorite scriptures. I mean, it's the essence of step three. There is an empowering presence. There's a sanctification that takes place as we humble ourselves and as we place our will on the altar and as we willingly place our hands in the Savior's hands and put our trust in Him. The Spirit lieth not. He will not lead us astray. He will show us the special little tailored plan that He has figured out for each one of us. He has solved the puzzle of our life, and He knows what we need to do, the steps that we need to take to overcome our addictions. And I just want to humbly testify of His divine love, the power that He possesses to deliver us from bondage, to loose the chains of hell from around our necks, and to deliver us. It's real. It's real. Our Savior lives. He loves each one of us, no matter how far we have strayed. And I'm speaking to those individuals who are really out there questioning themselves and wondering, is it real? Does it really happen? I testify that yes, it does. And it can happen just as it has happened for each one of us. It can happen for you as an individual who is coming unto God, who is recognizing that they do have a problem, that they do have an addiction, and that there is a need for God in their life. Come unto Him. He will not fail you. And I testify of that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.